This coming Shabbos is going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshios Nitzavim Vayelech according to the Gra. It's only Parshios Nitzavim Vayelech. They're really one big long Parsha, which is not so long. It's also of 70 Psukim. Anyway, the Parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kol Ish Yisrael. You're all standing here, every single Jew. The late great Rav Shaul Yisraeli explained that while individualism is responsibility enough for every Jew, we're also called upon to give of ourselves wholly and fully to the collective Am Yisrael. And that's the secret of Arevus. That's why the Torah uses the word Kulchem, the entirety, to describe the assemblage. Each of us is filled with a tremendous potential to serve Hashem with a total devotion that contributes not only to giving ourselves fully, but also to give ourselves to the full collective fully. And then the Torah says, Li'avrecha bibris, you're all here to enter a covenant with Hashem. Why do you need a second bris? We already entered it with Hashem. So Moreinu Rav Shechter Shalita would always note that the bris mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim includes those who aren't here in the formal sense of the word, that is to say, those who weren't around at Mamad Har Sinai. That group was not a part of the bris. This one was. Why is the bris Sinai different than the bris Griza Ve'eval? So Rav Shechter quoted from Rav Soloveitchik, who explained that God wanted to make the second bris in Eretz Yisrael when the concept of arevus, of guarantorship, of responsibility, would apply. However, Moshe Rabbeinu would not be available if they had to wait until they got into Eretz Yisrael, and he would lose out as a result. And so as such, Moshe started it here, and then the one at Har Grizim Har Eval was a continuation of this second bris. In other words, God wanted to make this bris only in Eretz Yisrael, since the land connects us together. But at the same time, God wanted Moshe to be involved in the bris, which is why he had Moshe start this bris off, May Eiver LaYarden. So, of course, later people are going to say, V'yamru ala sherazu es bris Hashem Elokei Avosam. They're going to say, you left the bris you made with Hashem. You know what that's like? So, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, one of the greats in both Drush and Halacha, likens the story to the people of Chelm, who in the winter wondered how the Shamas would be able to walk through the town to wake people up for tefillah, and yet not trudge through the beautiful white cover that the snow provided. And so they met over it in this good old-fashioned city of Chelm. And the trustees of the town decided that two people would carry the shamash, and thus that way he would have no need to walk on the snow and ruin it. The people marveled over their ingenuity, oblivious to the fact that the solution merely compounded the problem. Now instead of having one set of footprints in the snow, they would have two. Rav Zilberstein added that the same thing is true when people decide to act in a certain manner for the Parnassa, so that they can raise a good Jewish family. They don't realize that they too are making the same mistake. The closer to a Torah life you are, the closer the example that your family can choose to follow. Giving up your values, giving up your ideas just for the sake of Parnassa, that's like being Ozev Bris Hashem. And we mention Rei Natati Lefanecha Ayom Esachayim Vesatov Esamavis Vesara. God tells us that He gave us life in good and death in bad. So if Gedaliah Shor Zatzal explains that the choice here is that we desire a spiritual life, that's what we should be choosing for ourselves, Chayim and Tov. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita connected this to the Tefillah of the Chazon Ish that one should daven for on Rosh Hashanah is to be saved from all the causes that don't allow us to learn Torah or daven properly. That's an idea to daven for on Rosh Hashanah. We get into Parshas Vayelech, and we see that we mention Ubnehem Asher Lo Yadu, Yishmu V'lamdu, the children who don't know should listen and learn when they come for Hakel. Of course, the Meshech Chachma notes that it doesn't highlight doing anything, rather that others get the schar for bringing them. And so the Meshech Chachma learns based on this that the mitzvah of chinuch must be at most derabanan. Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal said that the specifics of chinuch may be derabanan, but giving a child a love and a desire for Torah, that's a din d'oraisa. That's a responsibility that parents have. We all have a responsibility to vishinantam levanecha v'dibartabam, to give them that sense of love. We're also told, V'yata kisu lachem es ashira azos, write the song for Bnei Yisrael. So the Torah refers to itself as a song. Why? Rabbi Yashub Zatzal explained that the Torah had to be written in a manner that it is accessible to every member of Klal Yisrael. And whereas other disciplines are of interest only to the experts, the teachers of Torah have the obligation to make Torah accessible and interesting to every member of Klal Yisrael. and hence the obligation, sima b'piem, put the words of Torah into their mouths, to give them the opportunity to appreciate the words of Torah. Finally, towards the end of the parasha, we're told, Vayaki simseno so raos rabos vitzaros. It'll happen that many troubles and distresses will come. And then the question has to be raised, why will tzaros be the order of the days and the times leading up to Mashiach? So the Dibne Magid answers that this is like a storekeeper who just before closing takes all of his fruits and he puts them into one basket and he charges half price in order to get them to sell off quickly. So when Klal Yisrael sees much distress at one time, it also means that closing time is close and Mashiach is coming to take us back. So that must be the nature of the way things are moving. The Haftorah, Yishayahu HaNavi, highlights the fact that lo ye'amer lach od azuva, you shall no longer say that she is forsaken, ularzeich lo yikareish mama, and your land will not be called desolate. So Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal explained that in the Yemos HaMashiach, not only will there never be a Churban again, the nations of the world will forget that there was ever a Gullus, and it will be all faded away. It's like a Bachur and a Bachura. Nobody remembers what happened beforehand. They're brand new. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises for us as well. We can't wait for that exciting day when we get a chance to see Mashiach Tzidkenu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so quickly in our days. Shabbat Shalom to all. And a best wishes for Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, a good Gebenched Yor, Shana Tova U'Misukah.